The golden age of network radio on Here's to Veterans.
Here's to Veterans from Bob Crosby's Club 15. 15 minutes of the best in popular music. Starring the Andrew Sisters, Margaret Whiting with the Modern Airs, and Jerry Gray and his orchestra.
Here's to Veterans, a salute from this radio station to former servicemen and women, produced by the Veterans Administration. Performances by top stars in the early days of network radio launched Here's to Veterans on its long public service career. Commenting on this special series of those vintage shows, John Hickman.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Here's to Veterans. Today we're featuring one of the popular musical shows of the 1940s, The Club 15, hosted by Bob Crosby with Jerry Gray's orchestra, Patty, Maxine, and Laverne, the Andrews Sisters, and the Modern Airs, and from time to time, Joe Stafford, Margaret Whiting, Patty Clayton, Evelyn Knight, and Dick Hames. The Club 15 highlighted some of the biggest names in the music business in a lively, polished format, and it was the starring vehicle for many young personalities on their way up. You know, it's interesting to note that when Bob Crosby was only 13 years old, he first appeared in an amateur show, and the orchestra played the introduction to his solo five times before Bob fled in terror without uttering a note. Well, it's a far cry from this 1947 Here's to Veterans broadcast, which Bob Crosby emcees. Here it is, the Club 15, as broadcast in its entirety in that halcyon year, 1947.
This is Bob Crosby, saluting you veterans of all four services with a four-star lineup. Got the Andrews Sisters, Margaret Whiting, the Modern Airs, Jerry Gray and his orchestra, and the secondest second lieutenant the Marine Corps ever kept secret. That's me, of course. And here I am again with the Andrews Sisters, and I feel a song coming on.
A morning, yeah, it's a victorious, happy and glorious new spring. I feel a song coming on. It's a melody for all the laughter of children out after the rain. You'll hear a tuneful story ringing through ya, love and glory, hallelujah.
And now that my troubles are gone, let those heavenly drums go on drumming, 'cause I feel a song coming on.
It's a victorious, happy, and glorious new spring.
I feel a song coming on. It's a melody full of the laughter of children out after the rain.
You'll hear a tuneful story ringing through ya. Love and glory, hallelujah.
And now that my troubles are gone, let those heavenly drums go on drumming, 'cause I feel a song coming on.
Thank you, gals. You know, neighbors, in war and in peace, we Americans have had to tackle and solve some mighty tough problems. Since way back on the first 4th of July in 1776... our nation has had a king-size share of getting into and getting out of a lot of tough spots. If anything helped me more than anything else, I'd say it was character and courage. But veterans, I don't have to tell you that character and courage go a lot farther when they're mixed with some good, solid American know-how. The opportunity to build up know-how and to use it to best advantage has always been part of our American heritage. The education and training provisions of the GI Bill offer you veterans a chance to develop your talents and skills so you can benefit yourselves and all of your fellow citizens. But remember, GI education carries responsibilities as well as opportunities. A little later, I'm going to give you a little helpful advice from your Veterans Administration about GI education. Right now, here's another one of our Club 15 stars, Margaret Whiting, singing Let's Be Sweethearts Again, Maggie.
Forgive me, and I'll forgive you. Let's be again. If we remember how we started, then we'll forget the way we parted. You forget this and I'll forget that. Kiss me, darling, and then you forgive me and I'll forgive you and we'll be sweethearts again. You forgive me again. If we remember how we started, then we'll forget the way we parted. You forget this, and I'll forget that. Kiss me, darling, and then you forgive me.
Here at Club 15, we like to keep our finger on the public pulse, and we find it's running to a solid boogie-woogie-boogie beat, yeah. So for you fellas in particular who are making your way back to health in VA hospitals throughout the country, the Andrews sisters sing near you.
There's just one place for me, near you. It's like heaven to be. I can't face my heart. Say you never stray more than just two lips away. If my hours could be spent near you, I'd be more than content.
Well, gals, you may recall, friends, that a little while back, I told you veterans that GI educational benefits carry responsibilities as well as opportunities. Your Veterans Administration sums it up this way. If you're entitled to GI education and you can make good use of it, by all means, take advantage of this excellent opportunity. But don't waste your own precious time by going to school just because you happen to be eligible. If you know exactly what your goal is and you're willing to put in honest work in the classroom, go to it with the best of luck. Otherwise, you may lose valuable job experience that might help you a lot better in the long run. Now, as to the amount of schooling you can get, that depends on the amount of time you were in uniform during the war. For complete details, or if you happen to have some special problem about your schooling, write, telephone, or visit your nearest Veterans Administration office. You'll find wonderful, qualified, and courteous people ready to help you. And for all of you ex-servicemen, a song that brings back memories. How many times did you kind of sit around a Quonset hut or maybe below decks on a carrier and sing the whiff and poof song? Come on, gals. Everybody whiff and I'll poof.
Okay.
To the tables down at Maury's, to the place where Louis dwells, to that dear old temple bar we love so well.
Sing the whiffenpoofs assembled with their glasses raised on high, and the magic of their singing cast its spell.
Yes, the magic of their singing, of those songs we love so well. Shall I wasting and mavourneying and the rest?
We will serenade our Louis while lime and boys shall laugh.
Then we'll pass and be forgotten with the rest.
We're three little lambs who have lost their way. Ba, ba, ba.
We're little black sheep who have gone astray.
Delightful broadcast of the Club 15 from 1947. Hope you enjoyed it, and I hope you'll be with me again soon when we'll reminisce about radio's golden age and listen to another Here's to Veterans show from the 1940s. Until then, this is John Hickman saying so long, and thanks for listening.
A return to the golden age of network radio on Here's to Veterans, produced by the Veterans Administration. This radio station has contributed broadcast time to this program in the public interest, and joins me in saying, here's to veterans.